When Graham lost his voice, I said to all my friends and family, get a recording of your husband or boyfriend, because my God, did I miss that good night. I love you. That was horrendous. What happened to his boys?
Hi guys, it's good to see you. Hi Graham, hi Zoe. This is Ross.
The most frustrating thing for Graham at the moment is that people are treating him like he's brain dead when he's not. The key thing is that he can say just a quick statement whenever the urge comes across.
Hello, here's me, Graham, sitting with my daughter Louisa. Yeah, use yourself, just like at home.
You're not supposed to throw stones at the video camera.
Dad, say something.
I'm knackered.
And it's really nice looking at these love birds,
It's just amazing to actually see what he's really like.
Or what he used to be like.
Yeah, but he's still there.
Just he can't get out.
Yeah.
It's 1:45 and I think I've written the code.
I definitely felt a very, very strong emotional connection to this story. He could be like your dad or your brother or anyone.
We found clips of you and your own voice from the home videos that we've dug out of the attic, so that they're actually you. We went through about 50 hours of footage. It was really nice for us actually to hear you speak and see you move, and that was really great. All right, Graham, over to you, I guess.
I love you, Zoe.
Oh, what do you keep pressing? I'm here. I don't care what you say.
Have a well-earned rest and a drink.
Thank you, Zoe.